Scars in Heaven, Casting Crowns, WWIB. We come up on quarter to six, 25 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning to Jason Cairns.
Good morning.
And a friend mentioned to me yesterday, he said, yeah, I was at a funeral for a high school classmate. And he said there's a couple of songs they played. That was one of them, Scars in Heaven. And another from Matthew West was Save a Place for Me. And so those top of my mind. But I knew he hadn't been listening to WIB because he said, yeah, songs you used to play back when you were on WWIB. I'm like, yeah, I'm still on. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah. You know, there's when people ask you, like, you still work there? You're like, wow, I know you're not listening. So.
Yeah, right. They've been there a few years, right?
I mean, yeah. Been back for five now, yeah. Five plus. So, and you've been on. You know, this is your fifth year with me here early
right.
In the morning. So,
yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Stick with me all year, you might get a gold pin or something.
Probably not. That's all right.
Hey, I saw Rosalie doing some your young granddaughter doing some vacuuming. Wow.
Yeah, it was fun. She had found the vacuum was laying on the floor, and she started trying to pick it up. So Heather picked it up and turned it on and helped her push it, and it was just cute to watch her doing that. So
that is cute.
She's growing by leaps and bounds, and it's so much fun to watch.
And she was born in the best month of the year, of course, in June. And so,
right.
Yeah. It's February, so well, she's
seven
less.
Months.
You don't see a lot of 8-month-old vacuumers.
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. So it's, she's doing really great. And, it's again, amazing that it seems like each day we're picking up something new developmentally as when she comes over. And yeah, it's really cool.
I just picture you when you're around her, you're just kind of like beaming.
I am. Yeah. I am beaming when I'm around her. And I had referred to her recently as a joy beam. And
yeah.
she when she sees me, and I think this is true for most of the people she's seeing, to her, you know, face just cracks into this wide smile. And
yeah.
It's beautiful.
That is great. Well, I was noticing someone, we're both a big fan of Ben Kramer, the pastor from Idaho. He does like a weekly kind of an e-blast, and I get it. And sometimes it's hard to have the time to read it all. But right. I mean, I noticed the very fact we're on 1 Peter chapter 3, and he was dealing with the same verses. So
nice.
I think he was titling his, and I have to read this yet. Do you get that e-blast or whatever?
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I don't think I get his e-blast.
But it was like 1 Peter 3, 8 through 18 or something like that. It might have been through 22. It might have been through. Huh. And he called it compassion or conspiracy, which I thought was interesting. So.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he's listening to our show, which is why he started writing on it. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, again, I think we're called to lives of love and compassion. And he always has a good word for that, often challenging. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
There was a joke I'd seen in the past week. So Caleb and I try to gather jokes throughout the week, and then the moment of truth comes, 3 jokes apiece for us after 7:45 on the Make Us Laugh Monday. But there's one that I'd seen where in the last week where a guy is at a award ceremony for the conspiracy group, and then they announced the winner of the top award, and a guy turns to his friend and says, I don't know, I think it's a conspiracy. So, you know,
yep.
you can see
there
them everywhere, right?
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
for
if
sure.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl, it probably is because, Taylor Swift and
right.
And the
right.
election. So.
Yep. That's going to be the theory that'll roll around. So.
First Peter, we did first chapter 15. 3, verse 15 yesterday. I guess 16 and 17 today.
Sure. Let's finish that up. It says, but do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that's what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong.
That's good to remember. Here's what Jason says in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those verses. Regardless, do not be afraid to tell them why you trust in me, but do so with the character of Christ. I delight in truth delivered respectfully and love offered gently and graciously. When scoffers speak poorly of you, they are the ones who look foolish. Bullies who are confronted with grace and peace are left standing as fools. Suffering fills life on earth. You may suffer for following me, or for opposing me, which will you choose?
Yeah, you know, reading through that, I think it's the idea of delighting in truth delivered respectfully and love offered gently and graciously. There's so much scoffing in this world, and it will look different, I think, if we live with this gentleness and grace and goodness and love.
You know, as I was reading it, I mean, I was thinking, and it's something we've talked about before, that, you know, if you are persecuted for the name of Christ, I mean, at least be careful to try as best you can to honestly assess why, you know,
right.
Because sometimes we may bring it on ourselves, you know?
Right. For sure.
So,
yep.
And again, it's sort of like a question of who is the fool, right? I mean,
right.
There's a passage about being a fool for Christ, but yeah.
You bet.
All right, that does it for today. 5 minutes goes by in a hurry.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Here we go. All right, so WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. And Caleb, some people might not know this because it was about 8:45 yesterday morning. We kicked off our Stephen Curtis Chapman song tournament. And then we posted in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, but people may be waking up this morning, may not know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so again, we are taking 16 Stephen Curtis Chapman songs. We're matching them up in a song showdown. We've done this before, again, tournament style, bracket style. But if you nominate the song that goes all the way through and wins this tournament, we have found two tickets to the concert to give you. So we're going to give you two tickets to the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert February 22nd. Really hope that sells out. And so, again, we just want to encourage you to get your tickets for that. But a chance, again, maybe you can bless somebody else if you already have tickets. But that is what the winner gets. So 16 people nominating each one song to be in this bracket. We have our first matchup live right now. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But I think we have four slots
right.
left.
Yeah.
Just because there were some repeats with people not necessarily looking at what other people had chosen and using some of the same ones. So make sure, that if you did try to enter yesterday, that you entered a song that hasn't been chosen by someone else.
I'll tell you what, I did something I overlooked. Michael Turk apparently did get the change, so we'll get him in with number 13. So we need
three more.
Three more this morning. And again, you go to the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group to do that. Go ahead. We need three more songs, but we are going to start the tournament this morning. And how can people vote?
So they can vote twice right on Facebook in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So again, you don't message the station page or anything like that too. The only way that you can vote on Facebook is if you are part of the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It is a private group, not a page. Again, just ask to be let in. We'll let you in. But we do that to kind of keep some of the spam and such out. So the only way you can vote on Facebook is in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group on the post that says vote. Also, you can vote by text 715-396-1670. So you may vote both ways. Again, this is perfectly legal here on the WIB Wake Up Show to vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and via text at 715-396-1670. Family votes are allowed, but again, we just ask for your honesty. So if you really are in a voting block where everybody thinks the same way, that is fine. But man, if you have half the family voting for this song and half for the other, just be honest about that. Mm-hmm. 715-396-1670, 396-1670, vote by text. And we have voting live right now until 7:45 in the mm-hmm. first matchup.
All right, and it's going to be two different listeners here, Beth at the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Beth Eckright going with When You Are a Soldier, our first song. And the second one coming up, Let Us Pray from Susan Joy. And again, which song moves on in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament? Hard to determine his best song. He's had so many. All right, the first of two songs, our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, When You Are a Soldier from Beth Eckright. And before we get to the second song, how can people vote between now and 7:45?
Up until 7:45, they can vote two ways, 715-396-1670. That's our WIB listener line. Hopefully it's in your phone already. You can vote by text. So just by text, 715-396-1670. Also, you can get a bonus vote in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's not a page. It's a private group. Ask to be let in if you're not in it already, and we will let you in. You can vote there, so you may vote two different places.
It's amazing how this is going to work, because this song is going to take us right to weather on the nose at 7:30. Let Us Pray, Stephen Curtis Chapman, nominated by Susan Joy, looking to win those tickets. All right, we've had our first showdown, our first matchup in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, because, again, you threw it on Facebook in recent days. What's your favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman song? people had a really hard time naming just one. So we're trying to decide here.
Yeah. So again, 50 number one songs in his legendary Christian music career that is still continuing. And we're only letting 16 into this. Yeah. So it's hard choices. But we had our first matchup and we're looking forward to another one at 8:15.
And so of the two, the first song was When You Are a Soldier, nominated by Beth, against Susan's Let Us Pray. Who moves on?
Let Us Pray moves on. And again, it got fairly tight at the end, but Let Us Pray wins and moves on to the next round in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, Song Showdown here.
All right. And so these are the songs that are out there. We still have room for one more song. But Sherry has Don't Lose Heart.
Mark has Cinderella.
Deb has Dive.
Amber has Fingerprints of God.
Jan has Magnificent Obsession.
Vicky has The Great Adventure.
Mike has I Will Be Here.
Hunter has Glorious Unfolding.
Jeannie has His Strength is Perfect.
We mentioned that Susan has Let Us Pray, which just won and moved on.
Yeah, Angie has His Eyes.
Kaya has For the Sake of the Call.
Michael has The Change.
And Jennifer has Great Expectations.
So one more song we can squeeze in.
Who gets it? So again, contact us post-haste if there's a song you want in the tournament. And maybe we're burying the lead here. The winner of this tournament, if your song wins, thanks to your fellow WIB family members' votes, if your song wins, we're sending you and a guest to the Stephen Curtis Chapman concert at the Pablo Center on February 22nd.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a big-time prize for the winner of this tournament. Everybody else, again, you can get your tickets, too. We hope you will under the events tab at WWIB.com or echoconcerts.com. Coming up soon, February 22nd.
Yes, I see Don't Lose Heart was the first song taken. I mean, still out there. If you
that is true.
Get that one.
Well, a Green Bay Packers fan has a letter and a story to tell thanks to his application to the team. Bill Port sent Packers CEO Mark Murphy a letter about 2 weeks ago asking to apply for the then-open defensive coordinator job. Bill jokingly said he thinks he could do the job but prefers weekends off. Murphy jokingly sent Port a note back thanking him for the application, but saying we'll pass. Murphy did say that because of Port's fantasy football experience, he should perhaps try the Chicago Bears. And that story went viral. Kind of a fun little sports note.
All right. Well, we started something yesterday morning. We mentioned it after 8:45, and it's got underway in earnest today, and it will over the next 8 WIB wake-up shows the rest of this week and Monday through Thursday next week. 16 Stephen Curtis Chapman songs. We have the field. And already, Let Us Pray has moved on.
Yes, and so again, we have lots more matchups, including one that's started right now, goes through 8:45 a.m. You can vote two places, 715-396-1670. That's our WIB listener line. You can vote by text only there, 715-396-1670. But you also can vote twice because you can get a bonus vote if you've joined the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Look for the post with these two songs mentioned, and you can also vote there. Family voting is allowed. Just as always, be honest, have integrity, and make sure you're actually asking people, not just saying there's 7 people in my family, so I will count all their votes for what I want.
And Uncle John. So anyhow, yes, so the first of the two songs, Live Out Loud, the last one to enter the field from Shelley and Vicky with The Great Adventure here on WWIB. So let the voting begin. Live Out Loud, I think kind of the underdog here against The Great Adventure, but they're both Stephen Curtis Chapman.